And my next guest is Randy Grissom. He is president of Santa Fe Community College. Thank you for coming out in the snow.
Well, good morning. It's a great view watching the snow fall.
Hey, where are you from?
Well, I'm from Texas originally, but I have lived in Santa Fe for 31 years.
Yeah, I just still hear a little bit of that Texas in that voice. Yeah.
I was hanging out with some people from Texas yesterday, so.
That does it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
My family lives in Texas, and when I go to visit them, I come back and I'm just talking like this, you know.
Well, when I go visit, I can't even understand my family for about 2 days, so.
So tomorrow is the opening of the new Higher Education Center.
Oh, yes, we're really excited. This is a great day for the community. It's a great day for Santa Fe Community College, a great day for students.
Sort of explain the theory and how this all came about.
Well, it came about because we did a survey and found that there was a need for affordable, accessible four-year degrees in some master's programs in Santa Fe. We do have some great private schools here, but they're very costly. They don't offer the programs that are necessarily needed for the jobs here. So we decided that we would go out and model a program like there is in other states, where we would create a higher education center. We would bring four-year schools in. They would partner with us, fully articulate our two-year degree program with their four-year degree program.
What does that mean, to articulate?
It means that when a student takes the first 2 years at Santa Fe Community College, they transfer to the four-year school with no loss of credit and full junior standing. We've updated some of our programs to better match those four-year degrees, so it wasn't just a one-way street. Mm-hmm. And then we went out to an RFP to, based upon a survey we did, we discovered what were the bachelor's degrees most in need in Santa Fe. And so those are the programs we have started with. And so through an RFP process, we picked four universities who are delivering programs through the Higher Education Center now. And that could grow, especially now that we have this new facility.
So now, didn't some four-year universities used to teach some classes at the Santa Fe Community College campus?
They did. And so it's not that there hasn't been programs here, but now because we're kind of managing the show, we're the facilitator, the collaborator, we're guaranteeing that our students can take 2 years at the community college, graduate, transfer, no loss of credit. There were articulation agreements, there were some programs here, and in some cases students had problems transferring, and in others they didn't.
And these programs at the other schools, they're also available to someone who hasn't gone to Santa Fe Community College.
Absolutely. So right. We have a lot of people who will continue on and come back in and finish up a bachelor's degree. They may have an associate's degree from somewhere else. They may have a bachelor's degree from somewhere else, but they need to get a different bachelor's degree. The world keeps changing on us, and the degrees and the education that is needed is a moving target.
Yeah. Do you have, I'm putting you on the spot here, but do you have in your mind sort of a list of some of the programs that the four-year schools will offer?
Well, we have the ones that are in place right now that are most in demand. There's social work, human services, there's criminal justice, there's business. We have electronics technology. We have some programs related to the arts. We're looking strongly at some related to tourism. We're hoping to get New Mexico State up here to deliver their hotel restaurant tourism management program. It's really the only one in the state and well recognized. Obviously, a job that's big in Santa Fe. Mm-hmm. We're looking at other things in early childhood, in education itself. And so, you know, it is a moving target. Mm-hmm. We're trying to figure out what is needed, and it may change over time. Some mm-hmm. degrees may come in, be here for a while, saturate the market, and we'll bring in some other ones. So flexibility is actually a key component to not only the building, but the programs.
So you're going to actually have an event tomorrow. We hope there's not too much snow. Tell us about that.
So we're having our ribbon cutting and grand opening tomorrow afternoon. Events are going to start at 1 o'clock. Going to run from about 1 to 4. We'll start off with some introductions and welcomes and some comments, a ribbon cutting, and then tours of the building. And there'll be some refreshments and some entertainment. And we want people who can to come out and see it. It's a magnificent facility located right in the center of Santa Fe.
Now, where is it?
It's at 1950 Siringo Road. So it's on the back side of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, off of Alumni Drive, directly across the street from Santa Fe High School. And if you know how you come up Yucca, crosses Siringo, and it turns into Alumni Drive, you can't miss it. It's the first two-story building on your right, just before you get to the screen, if you know where the screen is.
Okay, now I have a big question. And did you build adequate parking?
We hope we build adequate parking. There is some areas that we could expand if we need to. We're hoping people will be in there kind of spread out over time. We're also hoping people will use the bus service. It's much more convenient bus service to this location than it is out to our main campus. So.
Yeah, and how much was that a consideration when you decided where to put this? You could have put it at the community college campus site, couldn't you?
Correct, we could have. You know, we thought it was good to have something that was more centrally located, but something the college has kind of always wanted to do. Something so we can offer our own classes early morning, lunchtime, be much more convenient to state workers, to city workers, to other workers, and being right down the street from the hospital and a lot of the medical facilities, we think it's going to be convenient for them. Although this building is not going to have full-fledged labs like we do on the main campus, we can deliver some light lab-oriented classes. We do have two large rooms that have sinks in them and are, you know, capability of doing some lab-oriented courses. But mostly it's general classroom, small seminars, some things via online, some things via instructional TV. Distance education.
And so the building is actually, I was reading some of your materials, it's going to be open long hours. You'll be able to take classes from early in the morning until fairly late at night.
Yes, we anticipate opening 6 or 7 in the morning. We're still playing with that. And having the campus open until 10 or 10:30 at night. Some of our partners have classes that go as late as 9:45. And so, you know, we're geared towards both for the four-year degree, but for our own classes, the working student. And so they come in at 5:30, so there could be 5:30 classes, there could be 7:15 classes. And depending upon what they are and how many times a week they meet, they may go as late as 9:45.
And just for clarification, if I, whether I'm a Santa Fe Community College student transferring in or I'm just someone from the community who wants to get a degree, I'll still have to go through the normal application process with whichever university I choose to attend.
Absolutely. And we're working on, and it may be actually in place, but I'm not sure if it's been finalized yet, a joint application form. So that when a student applies to Santa Fe Community College, if they know they're going to go through the Higher Education Center program, they also fill out the information and become a student of the four-year school that is their target. But for the first 2 years, you save money by going to Santa Fe Community College, paying our tuition rates, using our programs, fully articulated, as I said. And then when you get to the junior year, or higher, you pay the tuition rates and you're a student of the university. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're not running those classes. The university is. You're a university student. And we do have students even right now that are enrolled in both. Uh-huh. Our nursing program, I didn't mention that one, is in conjunction with New Mexico State. We have an accelerated track. So a student can take, instead of 4 semesters to get an associate degree, they can actually go 5 semesters and get a bachelor's degree. So during their first 4 semesters, they're primarily taking Santa Fe Community College courses, but there are some New Mexico State courses they're taking at the same time. Mm-hmm. But they'll finish with an associate's degree and one more semester have a bachelor's degree, all delivered here in Santa Fe.
Wow, that's amazing. I especially remember for many, many years, I've known many people who went through the MSW program up at Highlands. Mm-hmm. You know, and on a day like today, driving up to Las Vegas is not a good idea. And it's such an additional burden in terms of time and financial costs and things like that.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the keys by having the classes here. Number one, you have days like today that you don't want to drive, but you could miss a class. But, you know, most of our students have life situations that makes it difficult for them. It prevents them from commuting. They can't pick up and move to Albuquerque or Las Cruces. It's hard to travel back and forth. They've got families to support. They've got children to support. Most of them have jobs. Mm-hmm. And so we're really, cutting out many of those barriers. And it's a lower cost. Mm-hmm. 2 years at Santa Fe Community College saves you maybe as much as $10,000 off of a four-year degree.
Right. And so what's the average age of the age spread of the people in the associate degree programs at the community college?
You know, our average age, the last time I looked at it, was kind of around 30. Uh-huh. We have a real mixture of students at Santa Fe Community College, a lot of older students who are there actually taking degrees, not just for lifelong learning purposes. So it goes back and forth. But you'll see all ages. You know, at the community college, we don't have any age restrictions. You just have to meet the prerequisites for the course. So you'll see students from 13 to 80 in the same class. Makes it a rich experience.
I guest taught a class for a friend who teaches creative writing there and was out of town. And it was great because there were, I don't know, 12, 15 people in the class. And they did. They ranged from 18-year-olds to retired 65-year-olds all together in a creative writing class. And it was such a wonderful, diverse experience. And the students were totally, you could tell they totally got off on it, being together with this mixed group of people.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen classes where I had a 15-year-old who paired up with about a 65-year-old. And, of course, the 15-year-old knew all the technology and how to use everything. And so he was helping the older student. But the older student had the driver's license.
Yeah.
And this was a class where they actually went on field trips and stuff. So they actually paired up. It was interesting.
Oh, that's so great. So let's talk a little bit about the building itself at the Higher Education Center. Well, let me just mention, we're here in the middle of the show, that I'm talking with Randy Grissom, who's the president of Santa Fe Community College. And tomorrow they have a grand opening for their new Higher Education Center. It's on Siringo Road, right across from Santa Fe Community College, and they're having a big party and talks and tours and all that kind of stuff from 1 to 4 p.m.
From 1 to 4.
Tomorrow. So the public is invited. Please show up. Tell us about the building.
Well, it's a great building. It's a two-story building, about 34,000 square feet. We have 15 general-purpose classrooms and two larger classrooms that we call kind of flex labs, and then a variety of small seminar rooms, office spaces. The building itself is going to be a very efficient building. We have solar power. We have solar both on the roof and over part of the parking lot. We have about 70 or 72 geothermal wells. So we think it's going to be a very efficient building from an operational standpoint. It's very inviting. Lots of natural light. It's a nice courtyard. And students can come and go. It's going to be there's wireless throughout the building, so students can come in to work. There's a very inviting collaborative learning center space as you walk through the door. And it's kind of like set up a little bit like a coffee shop in that although we don't have a coffee shop, we're going to have some machines. But, places to sit and work at tables and booths, at countertops, so you can plug in and do a lot
of work. I want to come now.
It's a beautiful building, beautiful.
And it's an LEED Gold project, right?
Yes. I don't think we've got our final certification yet, but we're really fairly sure it's going to be a LEED Gold.
Yeah. It's the kind of building we all want to have built in our community.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we think the solar is going to provide about 70% of the power needed for the building.
That's amazing. And I do want to mention, as long as we're talking about it, that Decker, Parrish, Sabatini were the architects on this, and the contractor was McCarthy, because those folks deserve some credit for that.
Absolutely. If those are the contractors and designers for the building, and then for the solar system itself, it was Bradbury Stam and Positive Energy.
Oh, interesting. That's interesting. So, and the you have a small business development center at the college, and it's going to be housed there as well?
Right. We have two programs at the college. Number one, we're the lead center for the statewide Small Business Development Center network. Those offices are going to remain on the main campus. But our local service center, the one that works with businesses and potential businesses in Santa Fe, is going to relocate to be more centrally located at the Higher Education Center. So they're kind of an anchor tenant for us, along with our university partners.
And what do they do exactly? I don't know much about that.
They do a variety of workshops, but they do a lot of one-on-one advising. So they work with a person who's either thinking of starting a business, helping them go through, put together a business plan, do market analysis. They work with existing businesses on plans for expansion, financing plans. They work very closely with the banks. And, you know, the goal there is we want to help our small businesses grow, but we also want to help people not go into the business who maybe shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes that decision, you know, people have great ideas and they think, oh, you know, you will ask them, well, who's going to be your customer? And they'll say, everybody. And then we say, oh, really? And, you know, so we kind of narrow them down and put some reality and, you know, but if they're committed, they can make it go. So, and just because it doesn't necessarily look like it will on paper, they still may go.
Are most of those advisory services free?
They're all free. Wow. There are some charges for some of the workshops.
Mm-hmm.
We're funded primarily through a state appropriation. Mm-hmm. And we have a very large appropriation in supporting small businesses in New Mexico. And then we have federal funds from the U.S. Small Business Administration. This is a national program. There's a Small Business Development Center program in every state. And in most states, they're managed through higher education centers. And in the more recent states that didn't have programs to start off with, the community colleges are the primary delivery agents.
Interesting. So, I know that you also have had for a long time a dual enrollment program with the high schools. Can you explain what that is and how it's going to change now that you've got the HEC?
Absolutely. Dual credit is where a student can take a course while they're in high school and receive high school credit and college credit at the same time. In New Mexico, there is a graduation requirement now that you have to take at least one dual credit course or one online course. Some of our dual credit courses are online, so you can kind of get at it either way. It's really exciting to think that students can graduate from high school with college credits. Some even graduate with certificates and sometimes even an associate degree. Saves them a lot of time and money along the way. We've really expanded our dual credit offerings over the last few years. We're doing dual credit classes both at the main campus, at the high school campus, and now we'll be doing them at the Higher Education Center. It'll be very convenient to the Santa Fe High School students, but because of bus service, it may even be more convenient to the Capital High School students who have transportation issues. Mm-hmm. But the nice thing with dual credit is that by state law, we waive the tuition. So the student doesn't have to pay the tuition or the parent doesn't have to pay the tuition. They do have to come up with the cost to cover any course fees like lab fees. And the schools themselves actually provide the book. Books are really expensive these days. So
that's pretty amazing. So if I were a high school student, do you have to be advanced or have a certain grade level or anything like that to do dual enrollment classes?
Usually it's for juniors and seniors, but we're doing it in a variety of areas. So we're really now expanding them back into the more trades, the 21st century trades area. So we're doing some things with building construction. We're hoping to start automotive this spring in conjunction with the South Campus at Santa Fe High School. So it depends upon the program and what it is. But we do make sure the outcomes are the same as they are at the college. They are college courses.
Mm-hmm.
The outcomes have to be the same. The way we measure the students has to be the same. The way we deliver the class could be different.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're making sure that it is a college-level course.
Mm-hmm.
But we've discovered, and I've been working closely with Superintendent Joel Boyd on a lot of these, the new three R's these days are rigor, relevance, and relationships. So we got to be demanding of our students. But we've also got to make the way we teach more relevant to their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way of the world today is team building and collaborative learning.
Wow, that's really wonderful. So some students at least could just walk across the street.
Absolutely.
And take their dual enrollment classes. But
actually, they can go to either side of Santa Fe High. On the south side, they can go take the 21st century trades. And on the north side, they can go across the street and get more of the general education requirements.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I just think it's important to note that that Santa Fe Community College has this green building program. So it made so much sense that, that philosophy held through in the creation of this new building.
Well, and of course, that's my background. I came back to the college a little over 6 years ago to put together what we didn't know what it was going to even be called, but became our Sustainable Technology Center. Grew into being this building with the Trades and Advanced Technology Centers and the development of a whole variety of programs. And now we have national and international recognition for those programs.
Mm-hmm.
It's been great. My mantra has been we need to practice what we teach.
Mm.
So a lot of times colleges and universities teach things, but they don't practice them. Mm-hmm. And we're doing both.
Tell us about you just became president last August or something like that?
September.
Will you start at the beginning? Well, where'd you come from and what's your story? Just a little bit. And then tell us how you, your history at the college, because you've actually been there quite a while off and on.
Yes, yeah. I started at the college when we opened in 1983. And I actually taught the very first class.
And he's only 94 years old, guys.
I know. I feel like I am. But I taught the very first class in 1983, and I get to take credit for it because it was a 7:30 a.m. accounting course.
Wow.
And the other classes started at 8. Mm. So I will take credit for teaching the first class. A few weeks after the semester started, my boss, who was a division head at the time, the structure and titles have changed at colleges over the years. Her husband was transferred. And so I moved up and started becoming an administrator kind of right off. So I was at the college the first 11 years, left, went out into the private sector, came back, did a stint as the vice president of finance, left and went back into the private sector again, and then I've been back for 6 years this time. But my experience in the private sector has really supported what I've been faced with in this past year. I was in the technology sector when we had the big technology bust, so I learned how to adjust, work within a business to adjust to changing financial situations. Unfortunately, the college had to do a similar adjustment this last summer, mm-hmm. but what we discovered and what we've implemented is working.
And where are you from originally?
Well, I grew up in South Texas. So I grew up in Corpus Christi, Texas. I went to college in Fort Worth, went to Texas Christian University.
You're a Horned Frog.
I'm a Horned Frog. And we had a good year football-wise this year. Then I lived in Austin for a little while, but I moved here in 1983. I came here to go camping and left with a job at the New Community College. That's a long story we'll share sometime. But, so I've been here off and on. Not the whole 31 years we've been open, because I lived up in Colorado, worked in a technology business. I actually lived in Hawaii for 4 years, did technology, but also grew pineapples.
You grew pineapples in Hawaii?
In Hawaii.
As a business?
As a business.
How interesting. And when you, last year when they named you president, you at the time were vice president of academic affairs, is that correct?
Correct. I had been the dean for the trades and technology economic development programs. I had been accepted the position as vice president for academic affairs and was in that for just about 5 months when they asked me to be acting and then interim president. And then I was named permanent president in September.
You know, so often we think of, higher institutions of higher learning that their leaders should always have PhDs, and you don't. Have you had any flack about that?
Oh, yes, I have. It is, it's not unusual to have somebody. A master's degree in business is considered a terminal degree, although there are some opportunities there. I really think my experience in the work world, both private sector, public sector, and nonprofit sector, have really prepared me for this. I think experience can be in lieu of degrees. We're an educational institution. We believe in degrees, so I fully support them. But there have been some people who said,
yeah. So what's been most challenging for you? I was looking over. You have a great list online of your goals. What's proved the hardest?
Well, I think the hardest thing is always dealing with personnel issues. It doesn't matter, where you work. There's always personnel issues. The higher up you get, the more you have to deal with them. So those are the hardest things to deal with. Dealing with financial hardships are very hard to deal with. You don't usually expect those to happen so much in the public sector, but they do. Other states had to cut funding all during the recession. We were in great shape all through the recession. We made it through by planning for it. And, so those are the hard things to do. It's all worthwhile, though. Every time I visit with students, I go to a graduation ceremony. I see students that I used to advise. Unfortunately, I'm going to figure out a way to still advise some students. But those connections, seeing what they're doing, where they've gone, some have transferred on, some are out in the work world, some have started businesses that are being successful. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of great to see the outcomes, and that makes all the other stuff that's not so much fun mm-hmm. okay to deal with.
Yeah, I did a short stint in a community college in the Dallas area, and I remember very well having that sense of making a real difference for these young people who otherwise would not have a very promising future, perhaps.
You know, going forward, higher education is important. Not everybody needs a bachelor's degree. Not everybody even needs an associate's degree. But almost every job of the future is going to require some kind of post-secondary education. And we want to help our students be able to have a job or a business that makes them have a living that's a living wage, that they can support themselves and their family. And to me, that's a quality of life issue. And it's for our communities, it's an economic development issue. And education is very key to the economic development of not only Santa Fe, but the state and the country
right.
as a whole.
So other big initiatives on the horizon that you're excited about?
The focus right now has really been getting the Higher Education Center open and getting things settled down a little bit. We're looking at starting some new programs. We have an automotive program that we think is going to start this semester. It's going to be a late starting program. We're hoping to start a radiography technician training program in the fall. and potentially an auto body program. We've moved into more into the healthcare arena. We just got this $15 million grant on behalf of the state to really provide training for more healthcare jobs, including healthcare IT, which is a growing field with great demand. So we're excited about that. We've already started a community health worker program. If some legislation makes it through the legislature this year, we'll probably start a dental therapist program. Right now, that's not legal in New Mexico, mm-hmm. but there are efforts underway to try to get it to be so.
And dental therapists are people who, it's sort of like the relationship of a physician's assistant to
yes.
a doctor, only it's a dental therapist to the dentist.
Correct. And the rural areas are the ones in the greatest need. They can do a lot of things that dentists can do, and they would be working under the auspices of a dentist, the way I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be sort of like a physician's assistant. And, you know, the market for that would be licensed dental hygienists could come back to the community college and get this additional licensure, very very similar to the way we have the alternative licensure program for people who have a degree in English or even in science but didn't think they were going to teach. They
right.
want to come back and get their license mm-hmm. to teach in public schools. So we have that alternative program.
Great. Thank you so much. I've been talking with Randy Grissom, the president of Santa Fe Community College.